Pope Francis prayed for peace while many in Ukraine longed for an end to the war. Evelyn, a 23-year-old pharmacist in the city of Grivniri, told me that she lives with her parents now because she is, in her words, scared to be alone because of the war. She recalled being awakened at night by drones and missiles flying into residential buildings, adding, "It's scary and very loud," as such attacks killed at least one and injured five in her area in recent days. She still hopes to start a family one day and live in a peaceful nation that is often prayed for by Pope Francis. Her views are shared by authorities, who said that since Saturday, Russian strikes around Ukraine killed one person and wounded 19. The areas targeted reportedly included the southern Odessa region, where a Russian missile struck port facilities in the city of Odessa, damaging infrastructure and a Panamanian flag vessel belonging to a European company. However, most casualties are at the front lines, resembling the trench-by-trench fighting of World War I, often impacting people whose lives had just begun. Moscow claimed Sunday to have seized two more villages in eastern Ukraine as Russian forces captured Sutne and Burlatske in the south of the eastern Donetsk region. Russia said earlier on Saturday it had shot down three Ukrainian drones, targeting a major natural gas pipeline carrying Russian supplies to Europe via Turkey in the second such incident this year. There was some hope, too, with a new monitoring mission from the United Nations nuclear watchdog announcing they had arrived at the Russian-held Zaporizhzhia atomic power plant in Ukraine, Europe's largest, after weeks of delay due to clashes. These efforts are part of a broader international attempt to re-establish a sense of normalcy in the war-torn nation. In London, the leading European Union countries and NATO military alliance allies, Canada, Norway and Turkey, attend a historic security summit focusing on Ukraine's and Europe's security. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer hasn't given up hope.
We had quite a long time with President Zelensky, then President Macron and President Trump on the phone. We've now agreed that the United Kingdom, along with France and possibly one or two others, will work with Ukraine on a plan to stop the fighting, and then we'll discuss that plan with the United States.
Yet rebuilding the nation won't be easy, as experts say. Ukraine now has the highest number of unexploded ordnance in the world, with about one-third of the country potentially mined, risking the death and injury of civilians long after the armed conflict ends. At least some 1 million people are believed to have been killed and injured since Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Additionally, Ukraine is still searching for more than 19,000 Ukrainian children that it says have been illegally transferred to Russia. They are among an estimated 10.6 million Ukrainians, about 25% of the population, that have been displaced since the war began. The United Nations is launching a humanitarian and refugee response plan for 2025 and appealing for $3.3 billion to support millions affected by the crisis. Yet despite these challenges, British Prime Minister Starmer said a first step has been made towards the peace that Pope Francis has been praying for. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.